And it's people in your neighborhood. And this morning I'm joined by Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. And good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Will. I'm fine, thank you.
It's been a while since I've seen you. I hope you're doing well.
Well, I'm seeing you better now.
Yeah, I understand you had a...
I had some eye surgery.
That's right.
And yeah, I'm still at about 40%, but it's better than it was.
So. Yeah. So I know there's a lot coming up over there in Fort Pierre.
There's a lot going on. The first thing I want to do is congratulate our finance officer, Roxanne Heason. She was named Finance Officer of the Year, which is a statewide award given out by the South Dakota Municipal League. And it was a total surprise to her. We put the nomination together and submitted it, and she won. And so there was a group with family and friends and coworkers, a group of about 25 people out at Spearfish last Thursday night to watch her get the award. And that was a lot of fun.
That's right. So congratulations.
Yeah, well-deserved. Well-deserved. She's just excellent. And then I suppose we'd better talk about the 4th of July, because it doesn't look much like it this morning, but
yeah, no.
it is coming up. And so the first thing we'll talk about is the parade. And the parade committee has named Robbie Calkins as the honorary parade marshal this year. Robbie passed away maybe a year ago, and he was a longtime farmer, rancher in Stanley County, and when he died, his will provided $500,000 for the Pat Duffy Community Center and $500,000 for the Verendry Museum. So what a generous gift to the community. And so that the parade will be in his honor this year. And then if people are interested in having an entry in the parade, we recommend pre-registration. It just makes it a whole lot easier for lining up. And that form is available at City Hall or on the city website. And there are awards then in different categories: most patriotic, best horse-drawn, most humorous, best South Dakota float, best Fort Pierre pride, and best antique vehicle. So lots of good categories. We ask that there be no water cannons or large water guns on floats. That has been a bit of a problem in the past. But we will begin lineup at 8 o'clock on July 4th, and then you have to be in line by 9:30 to be judged for any of the prizes. And then the parade starts promptly at 10 o'clock. And once again, we are having a B-1 bomber flyover about 12:15. And so we're asking, again, people to come early and stay late. We did that last year because of the bridge construction and only having one lane or two lanes head-to-head, there can be definite congestion on there. So we have about 20 businesses staying open the 4th of July in Fort Pierre so that people have the opportunity for food and beverage and just hang out and wait for that flyover, and then you can go across the bridge, and it will be a whole lot less congested. So, and then of course the we'll talk more as it gets closer about fireworks, hours of sale and discharge, the rodeo, two events on the night of the 3rd and the night of the 4th, and then the huge fireworks display put on at the fairgrounds after the rodeo. So this will be your first time to experience 4th of July here, won't it?
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, it will be.
Yeah,
I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, we call Fort Pierre the 4th of July capital of the world, because we really do enjoy our 4th of July and love to share it with our neighbors in Pierre and the surrounding communities. And so everybody's welcome.
Well, it's you got a lot to prove to me, I guess, then. So if you say it's the best. So.
It is. It is. It is. It's great. We have some relatives from Atlanta coming for it because they have little boys that have, you know, when you're in a city like Atlanta, you're not going to have that hometown rodeo and the parade and the fireworks. You're just not going to have that in a big city. So we're looking forward to showing them what it's like in the Midwest.
Absolutely. I know me personally, I'm really looking forward to the rodeo because I got a little taste at the Match of Champions, and it was awesome. I really enjoyed that event. So,
the
whole event, I mean, I'm looking for the fireworks and, you know, the plane flyover. I'm just everything about the 4th of July.
It will be fun. We emphasize patriotism, but our Old West heritage definitely shows through. So, yeah, I'm excited for you to take part.
Absolutely. And just real quick, also to remind people on Sunday, I think it's Sunday, the 23rd, is also going to be the Cardin International Circus, and over there in Fort Pierre. That's Sunday at the Expo Center.
What time does that start with?
It's they have two shows, one at noon and then one at 4 p.m.
Okay.
And last time I checked, if you get your tickets actually now, I think you can probably still get them for $10 for general admission for early bird. I think so, but don't quote me on that. But if the people want to get their tickets, they can get them at spectacularcircus.com. Or you can just get them an hour before the show at the box office there at the Oahu Center.
Well, that'll be fun. I haven't been to a circus in a long time.
Me too. I got my ticket. I spoil myself that I'm here.
You do?
It's like, yeah, because, I mean, the Match of Champions, I got a gold buckle seat. And,
oh, wow.
You know, in the circus, I got a VIP front row seat. And
well,
I'm like,
you are a VIP.
I know. Yeah. Makes me feel special.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, the other thing that's going on Sunday is grand opening and ribbon cutting for the marina in Riverwalk Landing in Fort Pierre. So, you know, the one thing that we're waiting for to finish that marina area is the bridge. And the bid, we opened bids. There was a little discussion by the council, but we'll have a special meeting this week, and I think, and award that bid and to get that going. Be nice to get that project done.
That's right. And 4th of July, people don't realize, but I mean, it's not going to be too far away.
It's not that far away.
We're already at the end of June right now.
I know.
I'm telling you, time has been flying since I've been here.
What?
I've been here for
it's your fault,
8 months, and it doesn't feel that way.
Well, I can blame you then because time is flying.
It's okay. You can blame me.
Okay.
Well, thanks for coming in this morning.
Absolutely.
Have a great day.
Uh-huh.